We have now come to Barasana, also known as Vrishabhanupur, the home of Srimati Radharani. The Padma Purana describes how at one time Lord Brahma approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead and prayed that he could become the ground in which Krishna and the gopas and gopis would always be pleased to place their feet upon. He wanted to offer this humble service to the Lord and his devotees. So Lord Krishna told Brahma that you go to the place Barasana in Brajbhumi, and there you form into a mountain with four peaks, which are your four heads. This is a very wonderful story, because Brahma, such a great position he has in this universe, he is the supreme person of this material universe. He's the father of all living beings in this particular universe. But yet, knowing the exalted qualities of Krishna and his devotees, he wanted to become the dust at their lotus feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed, Ayi nanda tunuja kinkaram
patitamam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankaja stita duri sadrisham vichintaya.
His aspiration is simply to be one little speck of dust at the feet of Lord Sri Krishna. So how exalted a position it is to be the friends of Krishna, the gopas, or the lovers of Krishna, the gopis, when the greatest devotees, even Brahma, simply wants to be a speck of dust at their lotus feet. So this mountain of Barasana has its four heads. One is Bhangar, and that is the place where King Vrishabhanu, the father of Srimati Radharani, built his beautiful palace, and that is the place that Srimati Radharani eternally resides, along with her mother Kirtida, father Vrishabhanu, her brother Sridhama, and her younger sister Ananga Manjari. Another one of the mountains is Bilasgarh, where beautiful pastimes take place. Another is Mangar, where Srimati Radharani goes when she wants to please Krishna in the mood of anger. And another is Dangar, where the charity of love is shared between Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. We are now sitting in the place called Piripokar. It is a very sacred place. There are so many beautiful songs, bhajans and kirtans about this holy land of Barasana, written by devotees of various sampradayas. And Piripokar is very often glorified in sung in these bhajans, because it is a very wonderful, beautiful story which charms the hearts of all Vaishnavas, and also gives a deep understanding of the nature of the love of Vrindavan. Srimati Radhika Rani, when she was a young girl, she was often called to Nandagaon, where Krishna and Balaram were living with Yashoda, Nanda, Rohini. And at the place called Pavan Srovar, she would cook for Krishna. The reason is that Duravas Muni once gave the benediction to Srimati Radhika Rani that whatever she cooked would taste sweeter than nectar. But of course, she does not require such a benediction. But for the sake of making pastimes very sweet to hear, she accepted this benediction from Duravas Muni. So Mother Yashoda, knowing this, that whatever she would cook would taste like nectar, and whoever would taste her cooking and eat it regularly would never fall sick. And all the residents of Vrindavan, they all loved Krishna. So Srimati Radhika Rani would go to Nandagaon, and on special days she would cook for Lord Sri Krishna. And when Yashoda Mai would see the beauty of Sri Radharani, her heart would just overflow with loving affection. She could not understand how or why she had so much love for this beautiful little girl. Her complexion like molten gold, her eyes like two beautiful bumblebees. Every aspect of Srimati Radharani's form and character were spotless and pure and intoxicating to one's heart. So Yashoda Mai would just become so overwhelmed with affection. She would sometimes think that how wonderful it would be if Radharani would marry my child Krishna. Because this is the nature of a devotee. A devotee is seeing everything in reference to how I can best please and serve the Lord. When a devotee sees something beautiful, that devotee does not think, oh, I would like to enjoy this. The devotee thinks, oh, I would like to offer this to Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. I would like to offer this to Krishna. When we're walking down the street, a person with material consciousness, perhaps a woman, if she sees some beautiful jewelry, she may think, oh, get me this. I want this. It will be very beautiful for me to see. But a devotee is thinking, let me get this and offer it to Krishna. Let the whole world see it, see Krishna beautifying this jewel. When there's some nice food, rather than thinking, oh, let me get, a devotee thinks, oh, how nice to be offered to Krishna. Just like the story of Madhavendra Puri, when he was in Remuna, and he heard that this kheer offered was so sweet, like nothing else, he immediately was thinking, let me try some so I learn how to make it, so I could make it for my Gopal deity in Vrindavan. So a devotee is always thinking everything for Krishna. And this was Yashoda Mai's eternal meditation. So she was thinking, this Srimati Radharani, she is the supreme most reservoir of all charming qualities. How she should marry Krishna. So one day, just in a spell of Srimati Radharani's beauty, she began to paint her hands with this turmeric paste. What is it called?
Haldi.
What do brahmacharis know about this?
Haldi.
Dharma Muni is arguing with the householders. As if he's the authority. Huh? Two brahmacharis. So, in Braj Bhumi, the custom is that when a father of a boy and father of a girl agree that their children will be married, at that time, as the confirmation of that contract, the girl's hands are painted with beautiful decorations. Huh. But Jashoda Mai, she just painted Radharani's hands. And Radharani was looking on in amazement. Like, what is she doing? I'm just a tiny little girl. And then she started walking home. And she was wondering, this is big trouble. What will the residents of Vatarsana think? That they have a... I'm the daughter of the king of Vatarsana, Vrishabhanu, and without any notification or anything, they see me that I'm engaged to marry someone. And even my mother and father, Kirtida and Vrishabhanu, what will they think when they see this? They know nothing about it. So she came to this place where this kund is, and very vigorously she began to rub and rub and rub and rub her hands to get every little spot of yellow off. But the problem is when she did it, the whole kund turned yellow. And if you have spiritual vision, you will see that it is still yellow today. And if you do not have spiritual vision, you can have faith that it is still yellow.
We are colorblind.
Huh?
We are colorblind.
You are spiritually colorblind. So then Srimati Radharani went home. But meanwhile, the residents of Vatarsana, Vrishabhanupur, they came and they saw that this kund, that they come every day, it has changed in every way, it is yellow. So they were very intelligent. They understood that Jashoda painted Srimati Radharani's hands, and she has washed them here, and now it is yellow. That means Sri Radharani is engaged to marry Shyam Sundar.
Hariyo!
Jai Jai Sri
Radharani!
So they were dancing and having nice kirtan. Jai Jai
Sri Radharani!
Because the residents of Vatarsana, their life and soul, their everything is only Sri Radharani. And to think that Krishna will be coming to be her husband, great, bring them the supreme joy of their hearts. So they went and they informed Maharaj Vrishabhanu and Kirtida Rani. And they became so happy. This is wonderful. Nanda and Jashoda has accepted our little Sri Radhika to be their daughter-in-law. And Krishna will be our son-in-law. And they became so happy chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So as the custom is, when such an arrangement is made, the bride's family gives a beautiful gift to the groom's family. So they got priceless, precious jewels, emeralds, rubies, pearls, and they put them on a beautiful platter of gold, and they sent them to Nandagaon to confirm that they have agreed to this marriage arrangement of Radha and Shyam Sundar. So when these jewels came, everyone in Nandagaon heard that Sri Radhika Rani is marrying our Gopal. This is very wonderful. What more could give pleasure to our hearts? So there was a big festival, and everyone was coming to Nanda and Jashoda's house to congratulate them. And meanwhile, Nanda Maharaj and Jashoda Mai were thinking that these are such valuable, precious jewels, and it is our duty to send them a gift to show our confirmation, but we have nothing to compare to this. But meanwhile, they were serving the guests, but Krishna heard them, that they want to give something better than these jewels to Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, send them to Bharasana. So Krishna quietly took all the jewels and put them in some cloth bag, and he went out to the fields. And he was thinking that my father, I have seen so many times, he plants little round seeds that look like these jewels, and he puts them in the ground and buries them, and then a tree comes, and then whatever he puts in the ground, the tree comes, and so many more grow on the trees. So he planted all the jewels in the ground and buried them. And then he came back home. Meanwhile, Nanda and Yashoda, when they were completing their reception of all guests in their home, Nanda Bhavan, they started looking for the jewels. The jewels were gone. Where are the jewels? Someone stole them? There's only one person in Vrindavan that steals. And that is our son, Gopal. But these jewels are priceless. Oh, Gopal, please take some laddu. Take some kheer, paramana. But tell us where the jewels are. And little Gopal replied that the jewels are safe. Where are they? They're underground. I planted them. You planted the jewels? Yes, I have seen, Father. So many times you plant seeds and so many trees come. So there will be jewel trees? So Nanda Maharaj explained to little Krishna that, my child, it doesn't work like that. Seeds for trees and flowers and vegetables, but these are jewels. Jewels do not make trees. Now you take me exactly to where you planted them so we could find them and dig them out. And Krishna said, no, I believe that they will grow into trees. But you come and you see. So they went into the fields, and there's a place behind Nandagam. Perhaps we'll have time to go there tomorrow. It's called Mukta Kund. And Nanda Maharaj was looking at the ground, and right before his eyes he saw a little sprout growing. And right immediately it started growing bigger, 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 until it became a tree. And right before his eyes, thousands and thousands of beautiful, priceless pearls and jewels were growing on the branches of the tree. So Krishna said, now let us harvest it and send it to Bharasana. So they had big bullock carts full of jewels, and they sent them all back to Bharasana. And in this way, the whole engagement was confirmed, and everyone was very, very happy. But Purnamasi, who is the Shiksha Guru of everyone in Vrindavan, any time anyone in Vrindavan wanted to endeavor in any significant way, they would always get the blessings and the guidance of Purnamasi. Because she was very wise. She was actually the Yogamaya potency of the Lord. So naturally, before the marriage, they were to consult Purnamasi. And Purnamasi was seeing this whole affair happening in great amazement. She was thinking, this is impossible. Radha and Krishna are never formally married in Vrindavan. It will disturb the sweetness of the ras of Braj Bhumi. Because if Radha and Krishna are married, the intimacy of the secretness of their lila will be disturbed. In Dwaraka, Krishna marries 16,108 queens, and they enjoy loving affairs in Swakiya ras, under proper formal marriage conditions. But in Vrindavan, even in the spiritual world, Goloka, Radha and Krishna are sharing the exchange of parakiras. That means a pure spiritual form of divine love, the supreme spiritual form of divine love, which is not bound by any of the rules or regulations of this material world. In fact, it creates a deeper attachment, a deeper intensity, and a wonderful suspense, this parakiras. So Purnamasi understood that her service to Sri Sri Radha Govindaji is to protect the sweet flavor of this particular loving relationship of Vrindavan. So she approached Nanda and Yashoda, and she said, "Let me check their horoscopes. What astrological configurations may be taking place?" And then she explained to Nanda and Yashoda, Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, that astrologically it is very inauspicious for them to marriage. Besides, they're very young, they're little children. They're not of proper age, and astrologically it's inauspicious. I declare this marriage will never last if it happens now. Why don't you just postpone it and wait for some years, and then we will get Gargamuni and we can do proper astrological calculations again, and if it is auspicious, then the marriage could take place. But now they should remain as they are. In this way, Purnamasi, in one sense, she spoiled everything. But in a higher sense, she protected the internal mood of Vrindavan, which has been worshipped and sung about with such love by even the greatest sannyasis such as Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here at Pili Pokhar, it is very auspicious to sprinkle the water upon you and to drink the achvan and to pray for Sri Radharani's mercy that she could eternally engage us in the loving service of her servants in pure love of Krishna, pure love of Radha and Krishna. Shri Barasana Dham ki
Jai!
Shri Phiri Pokhara ki
Jai!
Jai Jai
Shri Radhe!
Temple where the home of Sri Radharani's grandmother and grandfather is, Sri Mahivan Baba and Sukada Dadi. Barsana Hill is incarnation of Lord Brahma. He is also the first spiritual master in our disciplic succession after Lord Sri Krishna. Tene Brahma Hidaya Adhikaviye. At the very beginning, at the dawn of creation, Lord Sri Krishna instructed Lord Brahma and later gave him the vision of the spiritual world of Goloka. And from that vision, Lord Brahma had written the beautiful prayers, Brahma Samhita, which were later found by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Adi Keshav temple in South India. Lord Brahma is considered one of the greatest authorities of Vrindavan Dham, and this book, the Brahma Samhita, most concisely and comprehensively explains the nature of the Absolute Truth in his original form of Govinda. It begins, everyone together.
Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadi Adir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Viteshu Surabira Viparayantam Lakshmi Shahastra Satasambrama Sevyamanam Govindam Adi Purusham Namaham Vajami Peyum Parantam Aravinda Dalaya Taksham Varavatam Samasitam Purasundarangam Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adi Purusham Namaham Vajami
Shri Radharani Ki
Jai
Sano Dham Ki
Jai
Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki
Jai
Gaur Vrimaan
Jai Jai